Good morning. We left off discussing in Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Yud Zayin, Simen Zayin, the Melach of Torchein. And the Chayyadim discusses that what is considered a shear to be Chayiv. So in what way is that relevant for us nowadays for the shear of Chayiv? The time of the Beis HaMikdash is relevant if a person did a B'shagig, he's going to be Chayiv a Chorm HaChatos. And nowadays you don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So the Morning Shabbos says if a person Mechal Shabbos B'shagig, a person should write it down. The Morning says a story of Rabbi Shmuel. One time he was learning, and he wasn't careful, and he tilted the lamp, oil lamp, to help the oil reach the wick. Then he realized that it was Shabbos, and he wrote down for himself that he was Mechal Shabbos, and the Beis HaMikdash is being rebuilt. He's going to bring a Chatas Shmena, a very fatty Chatas, considered a heater of the korban. The animal is a large, plump, geschmack animal. It's a hitter in the korban. So, but you see from this sense, brought down halacha that a person mechal Shabbos b'shargeg, a person should keep track of it. When the Beis HaMikdash is being rebuilt, b'ezras Hashem, b'mehir b'yameinu, he'll be able to bring a korban chatas as a kapara for that. But that depends on the shear. So, based on what we said yesterday, if he's doing it for cooking purposes, the shear is the size of kegargers. If he did less than that amount, he's not going to be chayav korban chatas. We pass in chatas shear is also min haTorah, and we spoke about this a little bit. That doesn't apply to Shabbos as well as only by Isari Achila. The assumption of most poskim is chatas shear also min haTorah applies to Shabbos as well. So even less than a shear is going to be nisa deraisa, just not going to be chayav chatas. There's another nafkamina. The Gemara in Yuma talks about a case where a person is ill and he has to eat in Yom Kippur. He should eat pachas, pachas, mikashir. So the Russian weather explains, if we hold chatzis shir as osim in the Torah, see, even pachas mikashir is an issa d'oraisa, which is only mutter because the person is in a situation which his life is threatened. So if a person's in a situation where the life is threatened, and we're being matched, he said to Raisa, why should he eat pachas, pachas, mikashir? So he explains that the Gemara is teaching us a concept called a kal, kal kodim. If we have a choice between doing an aveira to save someone's life, and we can do a lesser aveira or a more chomer aveira, we should do the lesser aveira. If to save somebody's life, we have to feed him something which is not kosher. It can either be chazer, or it would be the chaylev of a cow. So chaylev of a cow is a chiv koris, and chazer is only a lav. So we should give him the chazer, which is only a lav, and not the chaylev, which is a chiv koris. A person's life can be saved by doing a act of chilul Shabbos which has one chilul in it, or it has multiple chilulim in it. We should choose the one which has only one chilul in it. So similarly, he says, an issur Torah which does not have a punishment is considered a lesser level of an issur. The same way we say the difference between a lav with a chi of chorus and a lav without a chi of chorus, a lav with a chi of malchus and a lav without the chi of malchus, because it's less than the shear, is not as chomer. So therefore, a person is going to eat on Yom Kippur. Pachas pachas mikashir means, since there's a concept for achila, it only combines if a person eats it within a certain time frame. A person eats less than a shear and then waits longer than a time frame, that achila stands by itself and it's less than a shear. So it would not be a key of, it would not be a level of error, which is chai b'malkas. A person eats more in a time frame, he b'chai malchus, which is a more stringent aveira. So over here also, when it comes to chilul Shabbos, if we know the shiurim, and we could save somebody's situation where chilul would be relevant to save someone's life, assuming that there is time, a person is not considered bol, and which then we say, just do what's most expedient. If there is an option of a time frame where he has time to do it, he should get his wits about himself and do the lesser Avera versus the greater Avera. Do the Avera which is not Chayiv, it's not a Shear, better than the Avera which is a Shear. So it would be, in this specific case, it would be difficult to picture an application by Tchino, but it might be relevant by other Malachas as well. So the concept of the Shear does have an application, even as Manazem, regards to Tzolos Tefoshes. It also has an application in regards to keeping track of the Chiyuvei Chatos that one has to bring when Mashiach comes. On a lighter note, if you want to get into buying Karbonis now before Mashiach comes, it might be worth it to buy a flock or two for all of the Chatos that we're going to be Chayiv. But a Korban Chatos is a Sawyer. It's a Seira, it's a female goat or a female sheep.